Texte numéro 68. Major UK retailers urge to quit authoritarian police facial recognition strategy. Some of Britain's biggest retailers, including Tesco and Sainsbury's, have been urged to pull out of a new policing strategy amid warnings it risks wrongly criminalising people of colour, women and LGBTQ+ people. A coalition of 14 human rights groups has written to the main retailers, saying that their participation in a new government-backed scheme that relies heavily on facial recognition technology to combat shoplifting will amplify existing inequalities in the criminal justice system. The letter from Liberty, Amnesty International and Big Brother Watch, among others, questions the unchecked rollout of a technology that has provoked fierce criticism over its impact on privacy and human rights at a time when the European Union is seeking to ban the technology in public spaces through proposed legislation. Facial recognition technology notoriously misidentifies people of colour, women and LGBTQ+ people, meaning that already marginalised groups are more likely to be subject to an invasive stop by police, or at increased risk of physical surveillance, monitoring and harassment by workers in your stores, the letter states. Its authors also expressed dismay that the move will reverse steps that big retailers introduced during the Black Lives Matter movement, including high-profile commitments to be champions of diversity, equality, and inclusion. Critics say using biometric surveillance could impinge on a person's freedom of expression and deter people from protesting. Madeline Stone, senior advocacy officer at Big Brother Watch, said live facial recognition is a dystopian mass surveillance tool that turns streets into police lineups. Deploying this biometric surveillance to track protesters is an authoritarian step that aligns the UK with the likes of Russia and China. The police's new strategy to crack down on shoplifting, called Project Pegasus, involves retailers stumping up almost £800,000 over 2 years to fund a partnership with police. Under the initiative, shoplifting will be targeted like organised crime, with a specialist police team to gather intelligence on gangs responsible for widespread retail crime. However, the coalition of campaign groups urged the government to halt Pegasus and focus instead on tackling the root causes of shoplifting, namely poverty and the cost of living crisis. Despite the increasing adoption of the technology, campaigners point out there is no legal basis for police to use it. On Monday, the police minister, Chris Philp, chaired a meeting with senior police leaders and big UK retailers to outline his backing of facial recognition technology to tackle retail crime. According to official figures, an average of more than 1,000 shoplifting offences a day were recorded by police in England and Wales in the year to June, a 25% increase compared with the previous 12 months. Adapted from The Guardian, October 2023.